living truth in you. That's already there. It just has to be accessed with totality. And everybody has it. Everybody has it in a different flavor. Her flavor has to do something with grace and strength. Yours may have a different flavor. For somebody, it has the flavor of beauty. For somebody, it has the flavor of strength. For somebody, it has the flavor of wit, intelligence. For somebody, it has the flavor of compassion. There's a thousand different flavors. But there's nobody that isn't already carrying it. So whatever you're searching for, whatever the road to happiness is for you, whatever the road to truth is for you, it's already mapped out. It's already evident in whatever flavor you're giving off. Some people are just fun. They walk in a room and everybody feels more fun. That's their flavor. That's the truth palpitating in them. Just like your heartbeat. Everybody is beating their truth. It's a little more visible in some than in others. But the point is there's no exceptions. So what's the key to happiness? Or whatever it is, it's already inserted in you. It isn't far away to be found somewhere else. It's wherever you're sitting and you came here with it. All the spiritual anythings, meditation, spiritual practices, philosophies, religion, spiritual paths, they're all simply to get you to enter that more, to access that more. Not something far away, something that's already alive in you. If you're alive, if you're breathing, it's there in you. Nobody readily accepts this because the natural thought is, well, maybe him, maybe her, but not me. I'm a mess. I'm conniving, I'm full of negativity, I get anxiety attacks. Then whatever your excuse that it's everybody but you or anybody but you, self-deception, you're included. If you're breathing, you're included. You're not the exception. You're not unique. You're not the bad one, and everybody else is nice. And that's across the board. That includes evil people. And there are real evil people. But that same spark is still in them. That same possibility is still there. So the mistake is when you exclude yourself. And what are you doing when you exclude yourself? Making a judgment. By definition, all judgments are inaccurate.
This key to happiness that everyone has inside of them, that is kind of this point. Previous to that, there was the spot where you could, at any point, decide to become happy, yeah? Is that? And I was just wondering how the difference, if you could explain the difference between the key of happiness, I mean...
You can't decide to become happy until you've seen with your own eyes that you actually have choice. If we're talking about that specific key, and like I said, that's one of countless keys. About that specific key, then the essence of that key is to recognize that you actually, truly, no joke, have choice.